Center Wellington was one of 169 municipalities to be given access to strong mayor powers in April. Among powers and duties is the following: proposing the municipal budget, which would be subject to council amendments and a separate head of council veto and council override process. With new strong mayor powers affecting budget processes in Center Wellington, Mayor Sean Waters says this will be something to navigate as council works its way through the document. This concept spurred questions from a handful of councillors at the meeting Monday, including Councillor Barb Evoy, who said it will make it difficult for all members of council this budget season.
I think it's a challenge for all of us to be embracing these new powers, to understand, again, not so much about our current mayor, but about situationally and from a governance lens that we're used to operating under. It does bring a lot of questions up.
Questions from Evoy and others included whether public engagement on the budget process would occur moving forward. CAO Dan Wilson cautioned council this is the mayor's budget, which changes the process.
With this being the mayor's budget, we're really trying to feed information into the mayor so he can provide adequate direction to staff. So whether that's in a council setting or if you set up a meeting with the mayor, that's how information is flowed through the mayor to create direction to be provided to staff.
Waters told council he very much looks forward to working together on the 2026 budget.
In my mind, they're trying to still continue the same type of cooperation we've had in the past. It's just this is a new language almost and a new way of doing things. And I think we're, as a staff and a council and myself, trying to navigate this. Really, at the end of the day, it's still to develop the same and also engage the public as well.
After a lengthy discussion, council chose to defer recommendations before them to a July meeting. Treasurer and Managing Director of Corporate Services Adam McNabb told those in attendance any guidance given to the mayor doesn't have to come in a council setting.
It's not because of the strong mayor powers, it's not a requisite that if you have concerns or comments for the mayor's ear, it doesn't necessarily have to be done in a formal setting for him to give us as staff guidance. So if the 14th doesn't work, there is an opportunity for you to meet with the mayor independently to voice your concerns or provide any guidance that you would like him to give consideration to.
Recommendations are anticipated to come back before council at that July 14th meeting of council. This is Riley Gillespie Wilson reporting for the Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.